Now, history will be made in less than an hour's time when, for the first time ever, an official NFL regular season game will take place in Ireland. The Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Minnesota Vikings will kick off at 2:30 in Croke Park. The Irish government invested €10 million to bring the game to Ireland, with questions now being asked about whether that is the right thing to do. Our reporter Ethna Dodd is among the crowd this afternoon. Ethna, where are you?
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, I'm just off Clonliffe Road on St. George's Avenue, just outside Croke Park here. More than 70,000 people are due to attend this game. Many are still filing into the stadium past me. As you said, they're here to watch the Minnesota Vikings take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in just over 45 minutes' time. Most people walking past me are decked out in their team colours and jerseys. The Vikings wear purple, while the Steelers fans are in black and yellow, and many have the famous terrible towels in the back pocket too. Outside of the stadium, there is a pro-Palestinian protest. The protesters say that the US military, which is supporting Israel's war on Gaza, benefits from the soft power of the NFL. They say that the NFL is involved in propaganda for both the US military and the IDF, and they're calling for a boycott of the NFL and for the GAA not to invite them back to Ireland. But today, among those in attendance is Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and approximately 30,000 international visitors have flown in for the game today. I've been speaking to some of the American fans who have travelled here to see their respective teams play in Dublin.
We just got here today, and so far so good. Loving it.
To root on the Steelers, and number two, to see your great city of Dublin, and check out other areas of Ireland as well.
Why'd you come to Ireland?
Oh, well, go Vikings. That's the only reason. We've never been here before.
I've always wanted to come, and when they said they were playing here, I'm like, I'm going.
So this is your first time here in Ireland?
Yes.
How long are you staying for?
Well, I'm staying through Sunday for the game.
Go there, big guy. Let's go, baby.
And then I'm actually staying in Ireland for 5 more days, and I'm going to go all around the island.
We came to watch the Vikings beat the Steelers.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Yes.
It's a unique opportunity. Dan Rooney was an ambassador here. Good Irish background. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Plus, we're going to make a vacation out of it.
We planned to come here for this match, but it's kind of been something we've talked about doing for a while, and this just gave us a great excuse to do it.
Well, we were going to come anyway. Not at this time. We were going to eventually plan a trip, but the game gave us an excuse to do it sooner.
Been to every international game the Vikings have ever played, everyone.
I think it's wonderful for the game, and from what we've been told, it's wonderful for the city and the amount of people and revenue it's bringing into the town. It's just been a great experience.
The Irish state provided just under €10 million, that's excluding VAT, to the NFL in order to facilitate this game being played in Dublin. Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, has defended that decision, saying that getting involved in the NFL market is a massive opportunity. Not everyone, though, is in favour of the state providing money for two NFL teams to travel to Dublin, and I spoke to some of them a little earlier, starting with People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy.
I think the Irish state is being duped here. The NFL can well afford these costs. They don't need subsidy in order to put on a game in Ireland. It's simply free money for them. You look at grassroots sports across the country, young people being forced to change at the side of pitches, and you think about what could €10 million do in many, many local communities, and that would be a far better way of spending €10 million.
The government has argued that the €10 million is an investment which the state will get back in direct tax returns. Owen O'Mara Walsh is the chief executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation.
29 cent of every euro spent by a visitor goes back to the exchequer in tourism-related taxes. So there's an indisputable return on investment for the state if they put money behind tourism events. And this is a very good example of that. It's twofold, really, this weekend. One is that Croke Park is going to be full and the vast majority are going to be international visitors, and they're all spending, you know, their money and their currency on hotels and restaurants and pubs and tourist attractions, and that's a good thing. And many of them are staying in Ireland well beyond the weekend and touring the country. And secondly, there's millions of eyeballs in the US on Ireland in the run-up to the game and during the game, and that can only be a good thing in terms of people considering Ireland as a holiday destination into the future.
€10 million is a lot of money, especially in the context of sports funding. In 2024, core funding for Irish sport was just under €30 million.
Kieran Cunningham is a chief sports writer for the Irish Daily Star.
One of the controversial aspects of the NFL is the owners and the people who run the clubs are very good at getting other people to pay their bills. And that has happened here where even though the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings in revenue last year raised over $1.2 billion between them, the Irish government are stumping up $10 million euro towards the cost of running this weekend's games. There seems to be a feeling within the government that this is the kind of stuff we should be doing, going after. And that is frustration for a lot of people who are chasing after grants in Irish sport. There's a lot of sports that are really struggling for funding, that don't have basic facilities, that rely on training or competing in council parks. They know the argument there that the American tourists will get back more than is coming in. But all the studies show that money invested in all sport, you get back twofold.
In a statement to This Week, the Department of Culture, Communications and Sport did say they would carry out a cost-benefit analysis of this NFL game. Before that happens, of course, the game has to be played. The Steelers versus the Vikings will kick off in about 45 minutes' time. Back to you, Justin.
Ethna, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Ethna Dodd, at Croke Park ahead of that NFL game this afternoon. After the break, we go to London, where the UK Prime Minister attends a make-or-break Labour Party conference.